This is a story about something that didn't happen, a movie that was never made. It was supposed to be a collaboration between the surrealist artist Salvador Dalí and the Marx Brothers, which is amazing. And now it's getting, thankfully, a second look. NPR's Peter Breslow picks up the story.
Salvador Dalí was the toast of the town in 1970 when he appeared on the Dick Cavett TV show.
Will you welcome, please, Salvador Dalí.
Elegantly dressed in a burgundy velvet sport coat and sparkly vest, this titan of the surrealist movement strode on stage with a gold-handled cane in his right hand and on his left, a live anteater on a leash. Then he took a question from another guest that night, actress Lillian Gish.
Have you, from the beginning of your work, a message to give to the people that we perhaps don't understand?
No message.
No message.
No message.
Could you invent one?
Back in 1937, Dalí was much less famous when he showed up at MGM Studios with a movie treatment to pitch with his buddy, Harpo Marx. The Marx Brothers, on the other hand, were at the height of their popularity in the 30s, thanks to their hijinks in films like Duck Soup, A Night at the Opera, and Animal Crackers.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
But studio head Louis B. Mayer didn't particularly like the Marx Brothers or know what to make of Salvador Dalí, and so he killed the project the artist had titled Giraffes on Horseback Salad. Now, writer Josh Frank has turned that somewhat incomprehensible screenplay into a graphic novel.
It was crazy surreal and totally not digestible. And Groucho said, quote unquote, it wouldn't play.
And so that screenplay slipped into the realm of legendary lost treasures. That is, until Frank got wind of it, tracked it down at a museum in France, and recruited a team to help him put it together, including Spanish illustrator Manuela Portega and comedian Tim Heidecker. He helped come up with the gags because Dalí's production notes just said, insert Marx Brothers routine here. Josh Frank says the collaboration worked.
Next thing you know, I'm creating a new piece of Marx Brothers art for the world. And it's just, it's a dream come true.
But we've put the cart before the giraffe here. Let's back up. First, what's with that name? Frank hasn't a clue.
Asking me what giraffes on horseback salad means is asking me, lobster phone, you know? <It's> like, however, what I've always thought ever since I first heard that name is that to me, it's the perfect name for a Marx Brothers movie written by Salvador Dalí because it has that A Night at the Opera, A Day at the Races, Giraffes on Horseback Salad. You know, like it works somehow.
Next, the plot, such as it is. A businessman named Jimmy finds his well-ordered upper-crust life turned inside out when he meets the surrealist woman. She's a stunning shapeshifter who discombobulates the world around her. Eventually, she's arrested for her surrealist crimes and winds up in court where the mayhem of the Marx Brothers ultimately liberates her. These moments are depicted in the book as the trippiest of swirling LSD experiences. And finally, just how did Salvador Dalí end up teaming up with the Marx Brothers in the first place?
When he first saw a Marx Brothers movie, it put him in a trance because he felt like he was watching sort of the human embodiment of surrealism in its purest form. All of the Marx Brothers, but specifically Harpo, because Harpo was just unbridled, almost animalistic. So he loved Harpo.
Harpo, who never spoke on screen, was probably the zaniest member of the family. Known for playing the harp, pulling items from under his trench coat, like 300 knives or a hot cup of coffee or a blowtorch, and of course, honking his horn. He was in Paris in 1936 on a publicity tour for A Night at the Opera when he met Salvador Dalí. Even though they didn't have a language in common, the pair clicked, and Dalí decided to incorporate the Marx Brothers into the movie treatment he was working on.
Good day, everybody. My name is Bill Marx, and I'm the son of Harpo Marx. When I was about 7 or 8, I came across a Xerox copy of a treatment that was entitled Giraffes on Horseback Salad. And I started reading it, and I really couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Musician and composer Bill Marx was too young to remember when Salvador Dali came to the States to paint his dad and pitch his film. But there were telltale signs of the friendship, like the Dali pen and ink sketches hanging in Marx's bedroom growing up. There were also stories about the full-size surrealist harp Dali had sent to Harpo. It came wrapped in cellophane, with the harp dripping forks and spoons and barbed wire replacing the strings. But Bill Marx says they didn't have that instrument very long.
Because my mother, who was very practical, she said, I'm sorry, I can't look at this anymore. And she threw it in the garbage.
Just imagine if there were some lucky dumpster diver that day. Harpo was also an accomplished painter, producing some 300 works, and Dali sat for him during his California trip. Bill Marx says his dad's time with the artist may have been brief, but its effect on both men was long-lasting. Author Josh Frank agrees.
So this whole meeting of these two strange and wonderful minds, I really felt like even though it was a short amount of time that they were together, they profoundly affected each other because Harpo went on to continue painting and take it even more seriously.
And, says Frank, Dali was also left inspired, but ultimately unfulfilled, too.
The short time he had with Harpo was, I feel like, a really great lost moment that created a work of art that, you know, until now has not really been able to be seen.
She has just returned from a long engagement in France and a short marriage in Spain. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the surrealist woman.
Salvador Dali envisioned a huge Hollywood production for Giraffes on Horseback Salad, complete with music by Cole Porter. While the project never did get the green light, there is now a soundtrack to go along with the graphic novel, including music complete with a faux Groucho. And so just maybe, up in some dreamy, surrealist heaven, the real Groucho, along with Harpo, Chico, and Salvador Dali, are smiling down.
Oh, I love a good song. If I hear one, I'll let you know.
Peter Breslow, NPR News.